This week on It's So Bad, we talk about the origins of professional wrestling on video game consoles. Here on It's So Bad. Welcome back, Chris. This is a shorter episode we're going to be doing. We're going to talk about two very special video games.
Special indeed.
Their names are Pro Wrestling.
And?
Pro Wrestling. So this will not be confusing for our audience, but we will be talking about two different games that are entitled Pro Wrestling. One is very famous. It's for the Nintendo Entertainment System, titled Pro Wrestling. And the other one is a Sega Master System game entitled Pro Wrestling. For the rest of the podcast, we will refer to them as Nintendo Wrestling and Master System Wrestling.
SMS. Probably won't say a whole lot about the Master System Wrestling.
We might not.
It is not good.
It isn't great. What is your history with these games? You had both these games.
I did. I had a Master System and an NES when I was a child.
You were a spoiled fucking brat.
I sure was.
What an asshole.
Sure was. And I did have a ton of Master System games, but, you know, I've been a lifelong wrestling fan. So, of course, I had pro wrestling on the Master System. I think when I was a kid, I thought it was fun. As an adult, I don't know what I was thinking back then. But I also had pro wrestling on the Nintendo, which I thought was fun back then. And still think it's fun now.
I don't have any nostalgia for any of these games. I didn't have pro wrestling growing up. This is a game that I came to when I started getting retro games, which was like late 90s, early 2000s, when Funko Land was around. And I would buy Nintendo games from there. But I just recently found the Sega Master System Pro Wrestling, and I was like, I got to pick this up if we're going to do a podcast on it. So I bought it.
It's a shame that the first Master System game, is it the first? Yeah, the first Master System game being discussed on here is this game, and not something like Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
Or Phantasy
like
Star.
That. Yeah, exactly.
There's some good Master System games. There's not that many. People are going to hate this. Because there's always fanboys of particular systems.
Listen, it's a good little system.
Yeah, Alf came out on it. Rambo looks like a pretty decent game.
Yeah, always had that built-in free game if you loaded up the system.
What's a snail maze? Snail maze?
There was a snail maze one. There was like a caveman one, too.
Oh,
I had
really?
I had the snail maze one.
Okay. So I have only a handful of Master System games right now. I have Outrun, which is, you know, pretty notorious one. I picked up Altered Beast recently.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I want to see how that version is. It was only like $10, so I was like, why not?
I had a really weird sci-fi kind of shooting platformery type game that I don't remember what it was called, but I remember it was super hard when I was a kid. I think it was like actually based on an anime.
Zillion?
Maybe.
So these games both came out the same year. The Sega Master System game actually came out before Pro Wrestling. So the Sega Master System game came out in July of 1986 in Japan. Came out in 1986 in North America because nobody really knows what the actual release date was, because video game release dates back then were weird. The Nintendo version of Pro Wrestling came out in 1986 as well, in Japan, 1987 in North America. The original Nintendo Pro Wrestling was developed by Nintendo R&D3, which made the arcade Punch-Out, arm wrestling before this game, after this game made Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, as well as Star Tropics. So this game has a development team that has a pedigree, the Pro Wrestling for Nintendo. Also, the designer of this was Masato Masuda.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is?
He went on to create Fire Pro, or be part of the team that created Fire Pro Wrestling. He went on to Human.
He went on to Human Entertainment.
Created the best wrestling franchise of all time.
He passed away 5 years ago. Did you know that?
I did not.
At the age of 49.
Oh, that's untimely.
Yeah. So he would go on to make Fire Pro Wrestling, which is your, I would imagine, favorite wrestling game series.
It is. It sure is.
And this game kind of is like the Nintendo Pro Wrestling is kind of like the foundation for that whole series.
Yep.
It was the innovations that it made was really the grappling system. So if you time the grappling right and you press, I forget which button it is, but you press a button in a directional pad, they do a move.
Yep.
But you have to time it right. Was the game that you played, was it Zillion?
It was Zillion.
Yeah.
It was Zillion.
I'm good. Yep. I'm good like that.
I remember that was really hard for me to figure out as a kid.
Yeah, so Zillion is funny. I believe that the game was made and then they made an anime. Support the game.
What a twist.
Yeah. But yeah, the Nintendo Pro Wrestling game is available on the Nintendo Switch Online right now. You can actually play it on your Switch if you pay the $20 a month to have that service. The Sega Master System game is not available anywhere, except for Sega Master System, because it's not a very good game. Good. It was developed by Sega, published by Sega. There's like not a lot of information on it. I will say that the box art on the Sega Master System version is probably better, because it has it has a guy getting a headlock who doesn't have a head.
So I assume he's headlocking his own head.
Yeah, it's really weird. Yes. It's a very weird box art. But Sega Master System box art is all very weird. It's very basic.
It's Bansky would be proud. Banksy, whatever.
That I don't. That is not a reference. Bansky. We're talking to a man of culture, Chris, Mr. Chris.
Listen, you go back and listen to the Final Fantasy IV podcast. You know where all my culture's at.
Yeah. Yep. So I'll also say the Sega Master System game probably has better presentation than the Nintendo version. There's entrances, and everybody has different music. The four different tag teams. Kind of the difference between the Nintendo version and the Sega Master
System. The only thing that is superior.
Yeah, maybe.
They have entrances.
There are also tag teams in the Master System version versus the pro wrestling game. What do you like about the Nintendo game, the Nintendo pro wrestling game?
I think it's a fun little wrestling game there, kind of in the vein of Fire Pro Wrestling. You know, you got to be a little strategic here and there, especially as you go through the game. You know, get some cool characters. Starman. Cool character.
Yeah, character. Let's go down the roster here. You have Fighter Hayabusa, who's Antonio from Japan. Noki. Who's 100% Antonio Noki is what is in my notes. Giant Panther.
Hulk Hogan.
Who might be Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that's definitely a Hogan stand-in.
King Korn Karn.
That's just a...
Korean dude.
Yeah.
King Slender. 100% Ric Flair.
Yep. And a little piece of trivia. Do you know what Ric Flair's name is in the Fire Pro series?
What is it?
Dick Slender.
So, King Slender, you got Starman, who is a...
All these games have a generic luchador that lifts moves from Mil Máscaras.
Yeah, he's based on Mil Máscaras. He is, I would say, in this game, aside from Fighter Hayabusa, he's the face.
Oh, yeah.
Starman. Because I think he's the only one where if you do his special move where he does a flip and kicks you in the chest,
yep.
The crowd Star cheers. Kick.
Yep.
I don't think anybody else gets a cheer from the crowd. The Amazon from Parts Unknown.
Partes Unknowns.
Is that what it is? He bites people's heads. He also stabs people with a fork.
He does. Very Abdullah the Butcher.
He's, didn't really make that connection.
Well, you know, because Abdullah the Butcher is not a amphibious creature from the Black Lagoon.
But he's definitely the heel. And then you have a boss. There's a boss in the Nintendo game. Great Puma.
Yep.
He's the VWA champion and final boss. But yes, there are, this game, I would say the Nintendo version has a better roster of characters, definitely way more memorable than the Sega Master System one. So the Master System one, you have the Crush Brothers, the Orient Express, Mad Soldiers, and the Great Masked Men. So again, you have Mad Soldiers.
Generic luchadors.
Yeah, exactly. So generic luchadors, Green Mask and Stonehead. And then you have the Orient Express with Dragonfly and Giant Bull.
I'm going with one of those being Bruiser Brody. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I think one of those is supposed to be Bruiser Brody. But yeah, not very memorable. The action is different in the Sega Master System version, so you have to punch and kick people until they fall down, and then you can sling them to the ropes in order to execute their special moves.
It's like a worse version of tag team wrestling for NES.
I would say the graphics are probably better than the pro wrestling on Nintendo.
I don't know. Those are some shitty sprites for those wrestlers.
Yeah, they're big. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Muscle. That game sucks.
Yes, that was the first wrestling game on Nintendo. Muscle.
Was it Muscle?
Pro Wrestling is actually the third.
What's the second?
Tag Team Wrestling.
Okay. So you have this whole slate of characters for the Nintendo version, where you grapple with them and you can execute. They each have three different moves, I think.
In what, Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
You have your left and right, and you have your up and your down.
Yes.
And you can only use your down or up ones if they're worn down a little bit, because they will have a hard time.
I think it's your up one. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because Starman has the Brain Buster, and that can get reversed.
Oh.
It's a doozy, though.
Yeah, so I played through these games. I played both these games today. I played through Pro Wrestling a bit. And I was originally thinking that Pro Wrestling was not the greatest game. I didn't think it was the best game that we've ever had on this list before. I thought it was going to be number 22, but I changed my mind. 22 is the last, would be the last game on the list. But I changed my mind when I played through Pro Wrestling on Nintendo. I actually enjoy it a lot.
You can have some good matches in there. Because in addition to the grapples, you get top rope moves.
Yes.
You get planches to the outside.
Oh, yeah. And you can like suplex people to the outside as well.
Yep.
In the Pro Wrestling for Nintendo.
Yep. It's got a... You know, like I said, it has reversals. I think this would make it the first wrestling game to have reversals.
Yeah, and everybody has their own moveset, too. So,
yeah.
Like, King Slender has a Brain Buster and a Pile Driver and a Back Body Drop. As I said, Amazon has the Bite, the Fork. Mm-hmm. Starman has the ridiculous, I don't even know how to describe it, where he kicks people in the chest.
The Star Kick?
The Flip Kick to the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's interesting how everybody has different moves. I will say, too, the AI gets, like, way more challenging as you go on. And you said that how many matches do you have to do to get to Great Puma?
You gotta defend after you win the title after you beat everybody once, the lower title. And then you gotta defend it against everybody twice. Okay. And it is so fucking hard that last time around.
Yeah.
So hard.
And then, the AI scales pretty good, I think. I got to, like, 8th or 10th match, and it was getting a little bit hard. But it scales, you can make it pretty far just by dicking around. It's like Master System version, you can literally just stand in one place and kick, and then they will all die. The AI does not get any better.
Yeah, that game sucks.
I will also say, on top of that, how bad that sucks, if you play a single-player game, you have to beat the same tag team 10 times to go to the next tag team.
There's something about that. It's even less fun than the Nintendo tag team wrestling game that only has two teams.
Yes. It is less fun.
Yeah.
Because it's just not, it's not a good game. So you have a punch and a kick, and then you knock them down and you do a move. You have to throw them to the ropes. You can do one move. I think actually you can do one or two moves. And then you have to knock them down enough and then get the three count. I will say, too, Sega Master System version has an actual count. So when the ref counts, he does one, two, yeah,
so is the Nintendo three. One.
Do they? There's yeah. voices?
He doesn't actually say it.
Yeah, no.
But what I think is better about the Nintendo one is that the ref is actually dynamic in the sense that, like, the ref can be out of position and he has to actually position himself.
Yeah,
to
and
count.
You can lose seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's, like, that's a very pro wrestling thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. It's I thought that it was interesting that both games actually have refs that move around.
Yeah.
And they also make the count, although the Sega Master System one stays at the top of the screen. One thing in favor of Sega Master System one versus the Nintendo one is that Sega Master System version has chairs.
It does.
If you're a heel, you can use a chair, but only if you're a heel tag team. There's two heel tag teams out of the four teams. So if you're a bad guy, you can use a chair. Pro Wrestling does not have that.
Mm.
But you do. You can fork people in the face.
Boy, that really closes the gap right there between these two games. The Nintendo one, actually has drama that makes it feel like kind of like 80s wrestling. Like when you get like Fire in the Gate, like I was playing it this morning to freshen up on it. And like when you get to like that like last batch of guys before you get to Puma, like you got to kind of pull out some like some big moves to try to put those guys down.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, like good example, fighting the Amazon for the third time, gave him the star kick. Climbed to the top rope. I was like, I gotta put him down with a top rope splash. It was pretty late in the match, and he just wasn't staying down. Dove off, rolls out of the way. I just I belly flop onto the ring, and I was like, ah! And it just felt like just like a drama of like a real wrestling match. Went for a big move, high risk move, missed it. Amazon put me away right after.
Well, they also do the thing too, where if you're tired and you get up, you sweat. You're like, yep. You like are stunned essentially if you're super tired. It takes you longer to get up, but also when you get up, you're like your head's bent over and you're like sweating because the match has gone on for too long and you're too weak.
Yeah.
So that adds to the tension of the game. I think it's a good mechanic to add to like a very simple game like that. So yeah, I mean, I like pro wrestling for Nintendo more than the Sega Master System version.
That is not up for debate.
And I would say that it is also pretty influential in that it brought us pretty much Fire Pro Wrestling series.
Yep. You can see the bones of it.
Yeah. I would say, though, just for the record, the Sega Master System version is actually, in Japan, it's all female.
Oh, I did know that.
It's known as Dump Matsumoto. That's what the name of the game is. It's based on an arcade game. It has an all-female roster, as well as the final matchup is with aliens.
Yes, I had read that. I have not seen the final match with aliens.
Yes, so that is something that happens in the Sega Master System version. Mm. This is the first Sega Master System game we're adding to our list. We're expanding. We've added...
what a showing.
Yeah. In the past like 3 episodes, we've added a PlayStation game. We've added a Dreamcast / Neo Geo game. That's Garou Mark of the Wolves.
No.
And we've added... we're now going to add a Master System game to the list. And so, we enter into our endless list, and just for people who don't know what the endless list is, I'm going to explain it a little bit. So it's basically where we think that these games lie on our personal rankings, and also where they lie in terms of graphics, their gameplay, their history, their legacy, etc. And we try to put them on the list in order to make a giant, huge ranking of just every game we can think of and every game we want to talk about. And you can find this list on the in the podcast description, also on our Medium page. You can find it there. And this will be our 22nd, 23rd game that we're going to add to this list. So, Mr. Chris, where do you think pro wrestling for let's start with Sega Master System game.
Bottom. The fucking bottom.
You want to put it as the last game? Pro wrestling for Sega Master
System? That is
Do you don't think John Madden football is worse?
No.
That is not up for debate.
No,
I
do not.
So... we're going to make pro wrestling for Sega Master System the worst game on this list, unfortunately.
And it will probably stay in that spot
for a little while. Maybe we'll talk about some other game like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Actually, I would probably put
Jekyll and Hyde over this.
Yes. Mm.
If we want to talk about like Secret Command or Silent Command, whatever the fuck that game is called, maybe that.
Oh, Silent Service?
Silent Service. There we go.
I like that game a lot, actually. That game, the Silent Service, is like the game you find in every Nintendo lot for some reason.
I think I have 3 copies and I don't know why.
Yeah, who bought these game back in the day?
For some reason, I have 2 or 3 copies of that and 2 or 3 copies of Sky Shark. I don't know how that happened.
But yeah, we're going to put Pro Wrestling for the Sega Master System at 23 after we add Pro Wrestling. So where do you think... Okay, let's start... Let's actually... we're going to do like we do now. We're going to pick out a game on the list, and we're going to start there. And I'm going to start at John Madden Football 93. Is this game better or worse than John Madden Football 93? Pro Wrestling for Nintendo.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Is it better than Contra Hardcore?
Yeah.
I would say it's more fun.
If it was the original Contra,
Yeah, no.
That would be a no.
But... Original Contra is going to go near the top of this current list if we had that on there. But
yep.
Contra Hardcore, I would put Pro Wrestling for Nintendo just because it's more influential and it's funner, especially fun to play in multiplayer. I think it's a better game than Paperboy.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Paperboy a lot.
So what do you think?
But Paperboy doesn't have Starman, you know?
Paperboy also, like, I don't have a t-shirt with a Paperboy on it. I have Fighter Hayabusa.
With a bootleg Antonio Inoki on there?
Yeah.
I've never played Pokemon Snap or any Pokemon game. I'm going to say it's better.
You think it's better than Pokemon Snap?
I've never played it, so I'm going yes.
But you don't know if it's better than Paperboy.
This is not necessarily how I would have had these games ordered. So, you know, if you just ask me, is pro wrestling better than Paperboy? I don't know.
Well, what do you think? What do you think?
I'm a little torn. You know, Paperboy has pretty much just given us Paperboy.
Yeah.
You know, and a good Super Nintendo game sequel.
Eh.
But pro wrestling did become the bones for Fire Pro Wrestling.
Right.
It's better.
It's more influential. I would say probably those games are pretty equal in terms of how they stand on our list. Paperboy. It's pretty subjective if you want to do pro wrestling or Paperboy.
Sure. Now, putting Pokemon Snap aside, here's what's going to start to get a little dicey. Better than Ninja Gaiden?
No.
I don't think so. No. So no. I think we got our range here.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how... I think I'm trying to think of in terms of my enjoyment. I probably enjoyed Pokemon Snap the most out of all of these, and I really enjoy Paperboy. But at the same time, Pro Wrestling is way more influential than Paperboy. There's nothing that came after Paperboy, but Paperboy was a really great game in its own right.
So in regards to Pokemon Snap, I'll just say Pokemon Snap never inspired a John Cena t-shirt. Pro Wrestling inspired a John Cena t-shirt.
I would say to you that Pro Wrestling did not make a photo mode, essentially, in every game currently. That's where...
That's that game. I see. Well, yeah, that is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like really the first... Can't argue with that. You could save photos in a game. That was like a big deal.
Was that... Yeah, was that like the Game Boy one? Is that what that is?
No, it was N64.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, you could go to a Blockbuster with your memory card or your cartridge and print out those.
I recall this now, or hearing of it.
Yeah,
that is kind of a big deal, you know? Can't really argue with that, I guess.
Do you want to put, here's what we'll do. You want to put it at 19 or 20? What do you want to do for pro wrestling?
19.
So you want to put it above Paperboy?
It's above Paperboy.
All right. We're going to put Pro Wrestling for Nintendo at 19.
Yep.
We're going to move Paperboy to 20. And we're going to put the Sega Master System game...
In the trash.
In 23.
In the trash.
Unfortunately.
It's going to stay there for a long time.
Yes. It will be there for a while.
Until we do like Leisure Suit Larry. That's actually hard to say fast.
Leisure Suit Larry?
There we go.
That game's pretty good, isn't it? I've never actually played it.
I don't like it one bit.
What's next on the agenda? We've done three games today. We've recorded a couple different podcasts.
Productive day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going to be the next one on the list?
Oh, you know, like, I'm kind of surprised, like, you know, some of the big names haven't really been, discussed.
I'm trying to spread those out. So the reason we're not adding big names...
Like,
every
instead
week.
Of doing Sonic, you're going to do Sonic Spinball?
No, well, so I envision this podcast going for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we do that and we added a big game to the list like every other week, we're going to run out of big games pretty fast.
It's true.
So I would like to do like maybe once a quarter add like an all-time great.
You know,
like I only think on this list, personally for me, there's only two all-time greats. I think the rest of them, there's like tiers to the list. So for me, it goes 1, 2, and then there's a lot of stuff in that middle part there, up until probably River City Ransom.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another tier, up until probably Ninja Gaiden. And then there's another tier. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at It's So Bad Pod on Twitter. There's a Gmail, an email that's on Gmail. It's So Bad Pod at gmail.com. For all your questions, comments, or concerns, thank you so much, Dos Cicchini Jr., your client, for our entrance theme and closing theme.
I'll let my client know.
And you'll be back eventually to do another one of these podcasts we're talking about. And this has been a very short podcast, but we did it.
Hey, it's for the Patreon users, right?
For the Patreon users.
Yeah.
Not really, but it'll be in the feed. But thanks for listening. We'll be back.